If you only had 24 hours to live and you had to teach your son or sons everything you learned about being a man, from life to love, money to marriage, people to porn, and everything in between, what lessons would you teach him? Well, when my son was only 12 years old, I wrote a book for him I wanted to leave behind as my legacy. It's called Are You the Man? 201 Lessons I Wish My Dad Would Have Taught Me. And I squeezed all of those lessons on manhood into just 124 pages. The lessons I share in this book not only come from my successes in life, but many of them also come from my painful and even shameful failures, including divorce, abuse, addiction, adultery, and abandonment, just to name a few. You can read and learn in less than 2 hours what it took me over 30 plus years to learn the hard way. So just go over to areyoutheman.com and get your copy today. That's areyoutheman.com. Trust me, your wife and children will thank you for it later. Hello, Mighty Men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men don't complain about short weekends. Let me say that again. So real men don't complain about short weekends. Now, I know what you're thinking. I finally lost my mind, right? You said, Joe, what are you talking about? Real men don't complain about short weekends. Well, don't worry. I'm going to explain it in this Real Men Check-In episode. I was reading in my quiet time last week in the book of Exodus, specifically speaking, chapter 16. And if you guys get a chance, please go check that out. I'm telling you, it's a great passage. And during my quiet time, one particular verse jumped out at me, and I want to read it to you right now. It's in verse 8, and it says, "For the Lord hears your grumblings that you grumble against him. And what are we? Your grumbling is not against us, but against the Lord." This is Moses responding to the Israelites' complaints shortly after leaving Egypt and escaping Pharaoh's army after crossing the Red Sea. Now, Moses told the Israelites that God had heard their grumblings directed towards him and Aaron. Now, why is this significant? See, Moses was revealing the truth to them about their grumbling, their murmuring, and their complaining. Now, I'm going to paraphrase this a little bit for you to kind of make it make sense. You guys are not really mad at me and Aaron for leading you guys out of Egypt and slavery, even though that's what you wanted and prayed for. The truth is, you're not really mad at us. Even though you're directing your anger towards us, you're really mad at God, and God knows it. You're mad because you got exactly what you wanted, but now you don't appreciate what you have. And now you're taking it out on me and Aaron by complaining and grumbling about it. But God knows the truth. You're not fooling anybody but yourselves. Now, that's my paraphrase of what Moses said. And Moses was speaking the truth because it was God who had hardened Pharaoh's heart that brought him self-destruction. It was God who sent the plagues. It was God who spared the Israelites' firstborn children during the Passover. It was God who parted the Red Sea for them to pass through. And it was God who destroyed Pharaoh's army. It wasn't Moses or Aaron. But yet the Israelites were still complaining about what they didn't have, and now they were blaming Moses and Aaron for all of it. Wow. Now, the truth was, the Israelites wanted more than what God was actually giving them. But in spite of the Israelites' misdirected spiritual passive-aggressiveness, God showed them grace and mercy by still meeting their needs, even though they were ungrateful, undeserving, and forgetful. Now, can you relate to that? I know I can. Because the truth is, as much as the Israelites get on my nerves when I read about them, the truth is, we're the Israelites. See, we pray and ask God for what we want, you know, to get married, to have a family, build relationship with friends, have good health, financial provision, and other things. But when God finally supplies our needs, but not our wants, all we do is continue to grumble and complain about our unmet expectations by calling out and blaming others rather than crying out and confessing to God. Now, you know what I'm talking about. Just as the Israelites got spiritual amnesia, saying they should have never left Egypt. Now, think about it. When they left Egypt, this is where they were once slaves. They were mistreated and abused. But how many times have we said, or at least thought, when times get hard, man, what's wrong with this woman I married? I know I never should have got married in the first place. I should have stayed single. At least I wouldn't have to deal with this. Or saying something, these children are going to be the end of me. They never listen. Life was so much easier before they came along. Or what about this? What was I thinking when I decided to leave my job to start my own business? Now I'm barely making ends meet. Or what about this? I know I shouldn't have listened to that doctor about jogging. Now look what happened. I'm always sore and my back is always hurting. What about this one? You know, I knew it was bound to happen. Why did I let my wife talk me into joining that small men's group? Now they're looking at me funny and they're judging me because I told them I'm struggling with porn. Or what about this one? See, that's what I get for listening to that pastor about tithing. Because now I need to make repairs on the house and I don't have the money. What happened to the increase he said God would provide? Now, can you relate to any of these? But just like the Israelites, our memories start to play tricks on us because we're misremembering the things we left behind. Only picking out the highlights, but conveniently forgetting the lowlights. Think about it. Before we got married to that woman, we conveniently forgot how we prayed to God to send us a helpmate who would help us get over our own selfishness, combat our loneliness, and help us expand his kingdom here on earth. What about this? Before the children came, we conveniently forgot how we prayed to God to bless us with a child to help us reproduce after our own kind and promise how we would train them up in the admonition of the Lord and how we wanted to see what it was like to love something more than ourselves. Or what about before we started that business, we forgot how miserable we were at our old jobs and how undervalued and unappreciated we felt. Now I think you get the point. You know, I always say unmet expectations always lead to frustration. And what we do is just like the Israelites, we look at the most convenient people to place blame. We look at our wives, we look at our children, our boss, our pastor, our friends, our parents, our siblings, or whoever. And in Israelites' case, they blame Moses and Aaron. But Moses called them out and told them the truth. In verse 8, he says, "For the Lord hears your grumblings that you grumble against him." And what are we? Your grumbling is not against us, but against the Lord. Now, if you've been following the Real Men Connect podcast for any length of time, you know we train men on how to have a quiet time with God. And one of the key components is talking to God, asking him questions, and then journaling what the Holy Spirit reveals to you. So after I was reading in Exodus 16, I asked God, in light of this chapter and the Israelites, what does this scripture say about me, Joe Martin, as a believer? And check out what God revealed to me. I asked God, what sin do I need to confess or to avoid? And God spoke to me. He says, you need to stop being ungrateful towards me. Complain about what you don't have instead of thanking me for what I've already done for you. And I asked God, what promise can I claim when I get like this, when I get in these type of moods? And God referred me to Philippians 4:19. He says, I will supply all your needs, not your wants, Joe Martin, according to my riches and glory. And I asked God, I said, God, what attitude in my heart do I need to change? And God said, you need to stop feeling entitled to more than what I give you. If you won't thank me, Joe, for what I've already given you, then why would I or should I give you any more than what you already have right now? He says, I reward those who praise and worship, not complain and grumble. And then I asked God, God, what command do I need to obey here? And God referred me to Philippians 4:6. He says, be anxious for nothing. But Joe, in all things, be thankful for everything, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, because every good gift comes from me, and all things work together for my good, even if it doesn't feel good. And when I asked God, God, who's a better example for me to follow than the Israelites? God pointed me to Joseph, my namesake, and God reminded me that Joseph was thankful for the promise God made him, but he never complained or grumbled about the people who tried to prevent him from walking in that promise, because he realized that God is sovereign and God controls it all. So what about you? Do you see the thorn in every beautiful rose? Do you look for the cloud in every silver lining? Or need I ask, do you complain about your short weekends? Because real men don't do that. So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week. I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with other men who you may be mentoring or discipling. And make sure to check out our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. And you guys know I love sharing podcast reviews, and one I selected this week, and I pick them at random, so that's why I'm encouraging you guys to submit these reviews, because I love reading them and sharing them on the air, because they're such a blessing to me. And this one comes from, let me see, who is this? Oh, this one is Jason L. Hines. That's his ID name. He says, growing up in the church my entire 28 years of life, not once did anyone ever take the time to teach me to be a spiritual man. I've struggled the entire time, and after desperately wanting to be a spiritual leader for my family, God placed this podcast in my life. I am so grateful to have this at my disposal. I've now listened to about 60 episodes. Wow. Thank you, Jason L. Hines, for that 5-star review in iTunes. I really appreciate it. So please keep sharing us with the world. And as you know, this is a listener-supported podcast. So if it has blessed you in any way and you'd like to help us continue to bless and transform the lives of even more husbands, fathers, sons, and leaders, please prayerfully consider financially supporting this ministry. Just go over to realmenconnect.com and click on the donate button. And may God bless your faithful giving. And thank you guys so much for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So keep on downloading, subscribing, reviewing, and sharing us with the world. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with realmenconnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, stay in his grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.